could be another volatile day on the Australian share market. Investors have again punished European markets because of fears about a debt default in Greece. Shares fell across the board. The banks were hardest hit because of their exposure to Greece. Wall Street bucked the trend, closing slightly up. Panic selling wiped off $40 billion from the Australian share market yesterday. An explosion and fire at a petrol pipeline in Kenya has killed at least 120 people. The pipeline runs through a densely populated slum area in the capital, Nairobi. Dozens of people have been taken to hospitals across the city, suffering from serious burns. Residents were collecting fuel from the leaking pipe when the blast happened. The White House has announced that President Barack Obama will visit Australia in November this year. This might be third time lucky for Australia because the president had to cancel a planned visit twice last year. The president's trip will include the APEC Forum in Hawaii and the East Asia Summit in Bali. The federal government will introduce its carbon tax legislation into Parliament today. 18 separate bills make up the package. Debate will begin tomorrow, and the government expects the legislation to pass both houses by early November. The opposition is complaining that that's not enough time for a proper debate. New South Wales Police have set up a task force to investigate allegations of credit card fraud at the Health Services Union.